Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Welcome, everyone, to this fabulous Sunday, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Seriously, happy Father's Day to you all. Okay, so I'm going to go right to the calls. I do have a couple people that have requested to get on the air with me, so remember, you can do that by emailing me through my website. So it's mona.vegas, www.mona, M-O-N-A, .vegas. And that will guarantee that I do my best to get you on the air. Usually 95% of the time I can, unless you call in at the end of the program and I can't get you on there. So one of the nice things about doing this is that you pretty much can get guaranteed to get on the air to ask your question if you take the time to email me. All right, just saying. Okay, so I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from the 845 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Good morning, Lucy.
From
New
York. Hi,
Lucy.
Well, welcome back. What's your question?
Thank you. My question is, if it's for the highest good to... I had a business proposition, and I had to show a property that I own, and they're giving me something that looks like a good deal, but I don't think so.
Okay.
And I own a property, and they, some person that owns a real estate business,
yeah,
called
you know
me
what?
And told me.
Yeah, yes. Stay away from that. Totally stay away from that. Because here's the thing, is that I don't know what it is, Lucy, but I think people have this tendency to underestimate you. You know,
okay.
That they, and I don't know what the noise is in the background there, but it's coming right through your phone.
Okay.
And I want to let you know that the deal, the cards that are coming here are pretty prickly. You have a card here about you're not afraid of hard work, but you want to have something to show for the hard work. Do you see what I mean? And the card is saying that if your gut is telling you no, I'm agreeing with it.
Okay. The cards. Yes?
Here's how I would treat this, is that I would tell them that you need to think about it and to reach back out to you in a month, in 4 weeks.
Okay.
Because what it's saying is that there's a better deal coming in August if you wait.
Okay.
So if you can afford to wait, I'm going to vote for you waiting until August.
I can afford the way that I am now. I feel like I can even quit my job and live with whatever I have.
Right.
I work a little bit here and there.
Right.
I feel abundant.
I'm telling you, this, you're going to get a better deal if you wait till August.
Okay,
that's
wonderful.
Exactly what your cards are saying. don't sell it just because you can, is I guess what I'm trying to get to you.
Yeah, I think that because he thinks that I'm like kind of nice and naive, that I don't even know what is what I get into it. The thing that turned me off is I owner financing the mortgage.
Oh yeah,
half of the price or whatever
no.
I'm setting.
Oh hell no!
I don't know. I don't want to be tied on that one.
No, no, not the right deal. The more details you get me, the more no I'm going to. Wait till August, you'll get the best deal.
Okay, wonderful.
And as a matter of fact, if you can take it off the market now and put it back on the market August 1st, you will get an offer probably within 8 days after you put it on the market.
The good thing is I didn't even put it on the market. It's all these people sending me letters or calling me.
Even
Lucy,
better.
You want to sell your building?
Okay, even better, Lucy, girl. Please, wait till August.
Okay, because this
right,
person is somebody that I trust a lot.
Hell no.
But
he told me to tell the tenants.
What happened? He told me, tell the tenants to clean their apartment. I said, I'm not going to do that because that's their home. And he said, tell them that we're going to be there sometime on Sunday. I said, I'm not going to do that because that's he's a man over there that doesn't like nobody inside.
Okay.
He said, I'm not going to do that.
Sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
Lucy, I'm sending you a huge big hug. But I'm telling you,
wait till August
and do not do business with this person.
Okay. And then I'm going to tell him, what you say? I'm going to tell him to.
You're
going to
say.
I will think about it.
And thank you for thinking of me. I will think about it, but I'm not ready now.
Okay, because we're going to show the property today. I'm going to show it
Okay. Yeah, call up and say, you know what, I've changed my mind. I'm going to wait. And you could even say, I feel rushed, and I don't think this is good timing. But I'm getting like huge, big, red no. Don't do it.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, gal pal, see you later.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much. I love you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see, I got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello,
Hi.
702. Who's this?
Hi, Priya.
Hi, Priya. What's your question?
I'm retaking my licensing exam in July and wondering how that will go.
Okay, well, you realize that you're going to be eating, sleeping, drinking, living, being, studying between now and then, right?
I realize that, yeah.
Okay, literally, you're going to study your butt off between now and July, okay?
I get it.
Because what it's saying here is that I even want you, I want you to sort of cut out any social activities between now and July, till after you take this test, and you tell everybody, I'm sorry. My psychic says I need to study my butt off for this.
Okay.
So what it says here is that you may even want to hire a tutor for the test.
I did that.
Oh,
I
good
have,
girl.
I
okay,
have one that's for the school. Should I hire another one?
You know what? You cannot be overprepared for this. And
okay.
what I'm getting here is that I want this test to feel easy for you when you sit down to take it.
Okay.
I literally want you to be eating all the words you need to eat, and I mean that mentally, physically, and spiritually, to pass this test.
Okay.
So, and it's saying that you do pass this test.
Okay.
But it says, from all the hard work that you have produced toward it. So that means don't let up.
I won't.
Okay, but I'm definitely getting that, and I'm really proud of you for sticking through this.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, hold on. Computer's running a little slow. Must be because it's Father's Day. Just kidding. All right, I've got somebody here from the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, hi, Andy. What's your question?
My question is, I've got three big projects that I'm working on this summer for school.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of the three biggie hoops to jump through.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to go forward with the next step.
Okay. One of these projects, I hope one of these projects is a book.
It's funny you say that because actually it could turn into one.
Okay. I want you, and I know this is going to require more work for you, but what it's saying here is that this project that you do, if it's a book, I mean, it may be a paper for the project, but I want you to concurrently write it as a book, because the book is what allows you to step into your spotlight.
Oh, wow.
That you may end up going in a totally different direction with your career as a result of making this a book.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Especially if it's a book, and I'm telling you, this is big stuff I'm giving you. Especially if it's a book about self-healing and trusting yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if the thing is what I'm getting here for you is that you may be the person that ends up being a personality that ends up having her own TV or radio program, or is on stage and instructing other people how to kind of tap into their own energies in a way. But I'm telling you, this is big stuff. And do I think that you're going to fly through this? Yes. You also have to trust that your voice is the voice that people want to hear.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Wow.
But it's the writing project that I want to slightly slap you over the head with. Okay. Because
there are two of them. One's a big exam and the other one is a paper.
Okay. The paper is probably going to be a book. The paper is going to be a catalyst for people in some way.
Great.
And that's,
how exciting,
that's what it,
yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? So is this the first time you've called my program?
No, it's been a while. I have called your program before.
Oh, well, welcome back. I'm glad you found me again.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, let me know what happens.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Will do.
All right, take care.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 805 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. Hi, Mona.
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
I wanted to know if there's a relationship coming up for me. This is something I'd really like to, I'd like to get married sometime in my life, and that's what I'm seeking.
Okay, so here's the thing about the M word. The M word scares the crap out of people.
Okay.
Okay. But this is a phrase I coined many years ago. And I don't know if you've ever heard me say it, but it's companion of choice. Okay? So instead of seeking to get married, I want you to send out the vibration that you're seeking your companion of choice. Okay?
I like that. Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm saying that is because I see two guys here. I see two really great guys here. One is probably silver hair, maybe even prematurely silver, but silver, salt and pepper hair, kind of piercing eyes. There's something about this guy that when he looks at you, it looks like he's looking deep into you. And it's a little disconcerting. It's a little scary because when he looks at you, you know he's looking at you. Okay?
Mm.
This is the first guy. He's incredibly disciplined. He might be ex-military or currently in the military or in something connected with law or right and wrong or sort of a, I want to say warrior guy. That's the only way I could describe him, okay? So when I say disciplined, he's in great shape physically. He's incredibly sharp mentally. When he's playing his A game, he can be really funny. He can be very witty, okay? but he's a very no-nonsense guy. This guy has a checklist in his head of what he's looking for in his companion of choice. Now, here's his list, right? Smart enough for him. Smart enough for him is the first thing on the list. Nothing to do with what you look like, right? That you also have a level of discipline, that you also have a very strong sense of right and wrong. Not to the point of wanting to live off the grid, but just a very strong sense of right and wrong. This is the first guy. And this guy would slay your dragons for you. Okay? But the first thing on his list is that you're smart enough for him, right? So the second guy that I see here for you, dark hair, dark eyes, a little on the chubby side, but not grossly so, right? Just not a guy that is as on the other end of the spectrum as the first guy. It's like he occasionally will do stuff to work out, but it's not his priority, right? This guy, dark hair, dark eyes, likes the good life. And by the way, neither one of these guys worry about money, so money is not an issue with either one of them, all right? The second guy likes to do fun things. And the second guy is probably not going to be as attractive as the first guy. But the second guy likes to go out to nice dinners. He likes a nice bottle of wine with dinner. He likes to go on cruises. He likes to stay home and binge watch Netflix. So the second guy is way more relaxed. His first priority is how attractive you are first. Okay? So the first guy is about how smart you are. The second guy is about how physically attractive you are. All right? And then he'll wait to get to know you. Do you see what I mean? But what attracts the first guy is how smart you are. What attracts the second guy is how pretty you are. All right? But they're both great guys. Now, how you meet the first one is by doing something that aligns with being disciplined in some way. So that could be at the gym. That could be taking up bicycling. That could be taking up the game of bridge. You know, again, mental discipline, right? The second guy, you're more likely to meet at a wine tasting or a festival or out doing something socially or even like charity related, like at a charitable event. But again, both of these guys you meet when you kind of get out of your comfort zone a little bit and do what you wouldn't normally do to meet a guy. Okay? Because I'm telling you, this is saying that you meet one or both of them before November of this year. But it's all about paying attention to coincidence, being in the right place at the right time, and willing to not be lazy yourself about putting yourself in the path of a man that could be your companion of choice.
Oh, I like that.
So there you go, Donna. All for you.
Wow, thank you. Thank
My
you
pleasure.
Very much, Mona.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 951 area code. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hey, it's 951. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Where you been?
You know, I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between, as that King Crimson song says.
Well, what's your question for me today?
Well, I just kind of want you to tune in on my energy and see what you feel.
Oh, no. That's a full reading, Nathaniel. Don't try that.
Okay.
You've done that with me before.
Oh,
you probably call
okay.
other psychics and have them do that for you, but I'm a specific question show.
Well, I'm looking for a job out of the area, and I'm going for an interview on Tuesday.
Okay. This is very positive, Nathaniel. Do you actually dabble in pulling cards for yourself ever?
Well, I've done this, see, because I've done this all my life. I've been into astrology.
Okay, but there's a card I want to specifically tell you about, which you'll know why I'm telling you that I feel really good about your interview next week. Is the conclusion card is a card called, in traditional tarot, the Sun. It is the happiest card in the entire reading. It's the happy, contentment, found my place in the world card. What's also interesting about that card is it resonates the number 19, which happens to be today.
Right. And I actually went on another interview on May 19th for the same job, the same place.
There you go.
And I'm
going
on the summer solstice, which is 21st, which is, might be the best card in the deck, is that, you know, either it's the 21st or the 19th, right?
You know what? I'm always, they say that tomorrow is a really powerful day for a couple of reasons. They're saying that it's the summer equinox. It's, you know, it's the day that's balanced between, you know, the same number of light and dark the longest day of the year. I'm thinking of the spring equinox. No, longest day of the year. But it's also one of the very powerful full moons, and there's supposed to be this grand X, which is order from chaos, that you actually get the understanding of all the chaos that has been in your life for the last several years all gels into meaning on the 20th and 21st. So here are your cards that talk about you get to bloom into who you're supposed to be by taking action and being generous with your spirit and then creating what you want. Because the card right before the Sun card is the Ace of Wands in traditional tarot. So you have the new beginning connected with work, and then you have the Sun, a card I call the happy marriage card, connected with a new beginning with work. So what it's saying is go be magnificent. Allow spirit to work through you during this interview process, because according to this, that's exactly what's happening right now. And open yourself to receive your blessings, because according to this, that's exactly what's about to happen. Fabulous, Nathaniel.
Hey, well, thanks, Mona.
My pleasure. Thanks for checking in. I haven't heard from you in forever, so it's nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's been about 4 years, I think. I don't know. I've called you maybe once or twice in the last 4 years or so.
Right.
But thanks.
But you're someone I remember. So thank you for returning to the flock, as it were.
Well, I
guess
later. My journey is about ended for this route. Bye-bye.
All right. And please email me your good news when you get it.
I'd love to write a book like that. I think that other caller, I should write a book.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I want to tell you something. You got to write a book with an ending that is appropriate to the journey.
So as soon as I know the ending, like right now, I can write the book.
As soon as you've lived through your own path and you have a conclusion that is supporting of your path, then the book will write itself.
Mm.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you, Bruno. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 301 area code. Hello, 301. Who's this?
Hello, this is Diamond. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Diamond. What's your question?
Like so many other people, I know I'm going through transition. I feel that I'm at a crossroads. I've been told this, and that it's time for me to kind of make a decision. What way are we going? So my question is, what can I do? I want the highest choice for myself, whatever's for the highest good of me. That's the choice I want to make. But how can you guide me, help me to know what to
All right.
do or where to go to make that decision?
I got the biggest advice in the world for you right now.
Yes, ma'am.
And by the way, your question is more of a full reading question, because you're not really asking me a specific question. You're going, what do I need to do with my life? That's usually why people actually book a reading with me. All right,
mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you what to avoid. All right?
Okay.
And this is the biggest thing I'm going to tell you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do not use other people's emergencies or their goals as your priority right now.
I'm not really sure I'm getting you. I don't think I would ever really do that.
According to what I'm seeing in your cards, is that you have this tendency to be there for your friends when they have something going on. Whether that's listening to them because they're, you know, they just broke up with their boyfriend and you're the one that they call, or you're the one that's helping them in some way. And what I'm asking you to do is step back from being the go-to girl, and I'm hearing a big echo, which is why I'm very slowly speaking this, because whatever's going on with this particular phone call, I'm hearing my words echo back to me, so it's distracting for me. But I want to tell you that you are in great power when you focus on one thing at a time. You are not supposed to scatter your resources. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment. I want you to take out a sheet of paper. I want you to write down two lines down the sheet of paper, so you have three columns. In the first column, I want you to write down what people tell you you're good at, all the things that people tell you you're good at. In the middle column, I want you to write down what you know you're good at. Okay?
Okay.
And then the last column is what do you love? But you need to do it in that order. So what people tell you you're good at, what you know you're good at, and the last column is what you love. It is from what you love that you take action. Because here's what I'm seeing, is that you have allowed yourself to be distracted by something. And that the something is what's holding you back and why you feel like you're stuck. So when I say stop using other people's issues as your priority or other people's concerns as your priority, it doesn't mean that you call them up and say, my psychic says I can't talk to you anymore. It just means when the phone rings and you know it's somebody that's about to emotionally dump on you or ask you for something, you don't answer the phone.
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing here is that when you focus your mind into something, you can be absolutely brilliant. I also see here that you could be a really wonderful natural healer in some way, and it may mean that you go into sort of natural healing after getting the credential of, say, becoming an RN. And I don't mean shortcutting it and becoming a nurse's assistant. I mean actually getting an RN. Because it's saying here that you have never really challenged how smart you are. Because you've been a little bit more going in with the flow of things. So it's not about anybody else telling you what to do. It's about you deciding, this is what I love. This is what I'm going to do about it. And as soon as you go into that mojo, doors start flying wide open for you. So I hope that helps.
It helps tremendously.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. See ya.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Yeah. Hi, Mona. Stacy. I just want to know what you see coming up for romance, relationships this summer, if you see anything upcoming.
So, before I even turn cards over for you, I'm drawing them right now. I haven't turned them over yet. I want to tell you that this is not about making, and I know this is going to sound really weird, this is not about comparing your life to anybody else, or because people around you seem to be in happy relationships or getting married or getting pregnant or whatever it is. One of the things that I want you to recognize is that your path is totally unique to you, all right? And I actually really like the fact that you're picky about who gets to be in your life.
Exactly. And I wonder if I'm too picky.
No. No. As a matter of fact, what I'd like you to do, I see the guy here. I see him right here. I see you. And what's interesting is that you meet this guy through some chaotic event. And I don't know what the chaos is. I don't know if you end up deciding to do a mutter race and you meet this guy doing a mutter race. But what it's saying is that there is something about the two of you being brought together through some sort of chaotic event. And that you may not have met otherwise if this, if you hadn't literally put yourself in chaos. What do you do for work?
Well, right now that's pending. So I just went to two different recruiters. Do you see if any of them are going to be helpful? One is Audrey and one's Lauren. If you see any one of them being any kind
actually,
of help.
Here's what's funny is they both look helpful to you. I'm actually not worried about either one of them. One
you
is,
know, the funny thing is Audrey, I knew her from years ago and, you know, I knew her years ago and I reconnected that she's at a, working at a place. It's the same thing, but a different, in a different location. I found her.
Right.
And the other one, Lauren, is at a place I applied to maybe 2 years ago, or a year ago, and she's now the recruiter there. So do you see any of them coming up anytime?
Okay, so one, Audrey strikes me as the gal that's actually really gregarious, and there's
yes.
a natural sweetness about her. Lauren reminds me of someone that can be a little bit of a bitch.
I think so. She says she's
okay.
kind of loud, kind of like that way. She kind of says it. She kind of,
okay.
Yeah. She kind of
so,
says it. Yeah.
Okay. So, and she's a little bit more high maintenance than Audrey.
Yes. How could you tell? Oh my God.
Oh,
that's
so,
one way.
So
yeah.
Here's the thing with Lauren, I want you to send the message to her that you're really good at bringing harmony to chaos. You're really good at addressing the most important thing and taking care of it. That's the vibe with Lauren. With Audrey, she's more into the social. Can you get along with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
I think that you're going to meet this, because you asked me the question about work, but it's really more, you asked me the question about romance, but your cards are really talking about that the path to romance is through your work.
Oh.
So and I got to repeat that. The path to romance is through your work. So there's going to be something you do for work that connects you with this man who is just as high maintenance as you are, who is just as picky as you are, but that you get the job first and then you meet the guy. But either one of these women will help you as soon as you start celebrating their strengths in how you approach
them. You think so? But you think soon I'll hear from them? Because it's
well,
kind of...
Well, here's what I would do, is if both of them are travelable to you, where you can, you know, drive to them, okay?
Yes.
With Lauren, on Tuesday morning, I would bring her a big bowl of, literally, go to the dollar store, buy a big plastic bowl, fill it with fruit,
mm-hmm.
and take it to her. So apples, bananas, oranges. Just fill it with fruit. Just those three. Apples, bananas, oranges. Fill it and take it her and say, I was thinking about you today. You remind me of someone that's very health conscious, so wanted to bring you a bowl of fruit. All right? And you actually bring it to her. Just say, I was thinking about you. Thought I'd bring these over to you. All right? With
yeah.
Audrey, you go get 3 or 4 dozen donuts.
And I just wanted to say, because I was before this, I know it's chaotic, me trusting again. I was at a job. This was back around the winter time, the February. And what happened was, I think this gal wanted my position because I never took off. I was always there. And it seems like she, you know, from another place, she got hired, and I guess, and I got let go. And I kind of want to know, is it a good thing I'm not there? Because I don't know. I just felt that, you know, this gal, how could they hire somebody with a mugshot? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, wait. Wake up. Well,
yeah.
Back up. Stacy, is this woman either Lauren or Audrey?
No, this was another
okay.
place that I worked
okay.
at.
You weren't supposed to be there anymore, which is why it came down the way it did. And
yeah,
the way you explain it is, the way you explain it to people is, it's not that you were fired.
Mm-hmm.
It was because your project ended.
Oh, I said that. I said that, but I'm saying when I told that other recruiter, I don't understand why they kept somebody that wasn't reliable.
No, no. You can't go to bidder. You can't do that. When you go to bidder, then they think that's how you're going to be at the new job. So don't be bitter. Realize that you weren't supposed to be there anymore. And as soon as you realize that, seriously, as soon as you really absorb that, that's exactly what happens is the doors start flying wide open for you.
Yeah, but it seemed like a good job when I was there.
Okay.
That's why I don't understand.
Stop. Please stop regretting or focusing on the past. When you focus on the past, it's depression. When you worry about the future, it's anxiety. When you're right here in the moment and you realize that you are an awesome, awesome person that's going to do and kick butt at the next job, that's exactly what's going to happen.
You said this guy's coming from the next, that I'm going to meet is through a job?
You're going to meet the new man because of being associated at the new, whatever the new job is. You're going to meet him because he's either directly working there or peripherally connected by working there. So it could be somebody's brother on a bowling night. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is your first priority is the job. And I got to let you go.
Oh, I know.
Thanks for calling. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 704 area code. Hello, 704. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. My name's Benita. How are you today?
Hi, Benita. What's your question?
My question is, I met a guy, truck driver, and he runs from North Carolina to California.
Want to
see if he's a good fit for me. There's just some things I have questions about. And so
what's his first name?
Ron.
Well, there's a man that's showing up right in the middle of your cards here that has dark hair and dark eyes and is a little on the chubby side. Is that Ron?
He's not too chubby, but he has like a stomach.
Okay, but does he have dark hair and dark eyes?
No, no hair.
Okay.
He's bald.
Nope, this is not the guy.
Okay.
And the thing is I don't mind that you are friends with him. I don't mind that you go and do stuff with him. I don't mind that you do any of that, okay? But he's not the one that's coming up in your cards as the good fit.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because there's a part of you that already feels that he's not being totally honest with you.
Yeah.
So the thing is we treat him like a friend. We don't sleep with him. We just have a nice time. We go to dinner. We spend time. We go to the movies. Whatever it is, we treat him like a friend. You don't treat him like a boyfriend.
Okay.
And then when he says, you know, I really would like to take this next level, say, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah, see, the thing is, he asked me to marry him, even though we've only known each other a month.
Oh, hell no.
That's a red flag for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell no. No. Uh-uh. No. You say, you know what, I'm not ready. Not ready. Nope. Well, when will you be ready? 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to tell you, if you have a friend that happens to work in the police department, wouldn't be a bad idea to just have a little check done on him? I'm a little worried.
I tried
that.
Yeah, but since he's from California, they can't look it up.
Okay.
So I was trying to...
I have real squirrely feelings about this one.
Okay.
Really squirrely feelings. Squirrely feelings. Really. Not the one.
Okay.
All right. Seriously, not the one. Okay to be friends. You can even say if once you want to sort of end it, you can say, well, you know, I've had a past boyfriends come back into my life that I'm considering a little bit more seriously than I have before. And I'm just letting you know that it probably isn't appropriate for me to continue to see you.
Okay.
But I don't get a good feeling.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Okay, one other question. The chubby guy that you see.
Sweetheart, one question.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
You can call back next
Thank
week,
you.
Though. Thanks. Okay,
okay.
Bye. All right, I got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Stacel.
Is it Stacel?
Yes.
That's a neat name. I've never heard that name before.
Oh, thank you.
What's your question for me?
Well, it's a complicated, I don't think it should be a complicated situation. I'm actually moving this December, but I know lately my best friend of almost 7 years, she's making me feel discouraged. She's being negative about it. I'm already getting
done
with
it. Yeah, I see it here. I see it here. It's really funny because she, sometimes when people start being negative, it's because they don't want you to change. Because it serves them for you to stay the same. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm getting in your reading, is that it's not that she hates you. It's that if you change, that in some way you're going to leave her.
Yeah.
And she knows that. And that the more you talk about how you want your life to be different or how you want things to be different, the more she's taking that as, you're abandoning me. You're not my friend. You want to leave me. Right?
Yeah. Okay. I know she's leaving me, and I'm like, I don't know. I kind of don't know what to do.
Okay. So here's the thing, is the way to get her... Okay, now, by the way, the only behavior you can really change is yours. But the way for you to get to the point of her understanding where you are is by, what are her dreams? Because what I'm seeing here is that she's lost her dreams, which is why you changing and going after your dreams sort of threatens her in some way. So what are her dreams?
Well, she wanted me to go to school with her, but I've been going to school with her for about 3 years now, so I'm already getting done with my associate degree.
Right.
She wants me to continue with school with her with a bachelor's degree.
Well, first of all, I think getting a bachelor's degree is really smart, whether you stay where you are now or move someplace else and finish it. Getting a bachelor's degree is really important. I have to tell you, if I had one thing to change, I would have gotten my bachelor's degree way sooner than I did. And by the way, I do not need to have a bachelor's degree to do what I do.
Yeah.
But I have a bachelor's degree. And what I did is when I was 24, I finished my associates pretty much just one class at a time, right? But then I went back to school in my early 30s and finished my bachelor's degree by the time I was 34, right? So I have a bachelor's degree in business management, right? The thing is that I wish I would have done that much sooner, because looking back on it, hindsight's 20/20. Had I done that much sooner, I probably would have ended up in a much more successful job, because I wouldn't have been turned down, because I would not have been, my resume wouldn't have been cast aside because I didn't have the degree. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, now,
I just
what
feel
is
bad.
Your,
There's just
wait,
certain
wait,
things.
Wait, back up. What is your associate's degree in?
Criminal justice.
Okay, so should you, oh wow, I just had a thought for you. Have you ever thought about going into nursing?
I thought that a while back, but I felt like, because she wanted to go to that, so I kind of was pulled away to, you know, certain things, so I went, you know, on her lead. So, but I just, you know, I was saying that it's almost like she relies on me on certain things. Like, we rely on each other, but it's just, you know, it's like she relies on a lot of things with me. But, it's just that, I'm in a relationship now, you know. I got to do what I have to do, you know, just like what she did with hers a long time ago. But I don't know. I just don't want
saying,
her to, like...
Okay, here's the thing, is that she just doesn't want to lose you as a friend. It's not that she doesn't love you or care about you. She knows that if you pursue your goals, which, by the way, do you actually want to apply for the police department now?
No.
So you don't even actually like the degree in criminal justice at this point. You're like, I want to do something else, right?
Yeah.
Well, because what I'm seeing here is that one of your biggest skills is being able to get to the most important thing in a situation very quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, If that's going into criminal justice, that's great. But I'm actually thinking that you should use that big brain of yours and how smart you are and become an RN. You only have two more years. And
yes,
how amazing is it that you have an associate's in criminal justice? If you moved forward and ended up getting your RN as a nurse, there's lots of places that you could work at specifically because of that background.
Yeah.
I mean, you could actually be a nurse that deals with inmates, and usually they get paid better.
Oh, okay.
So here's the thing: you've got to keep telling your friend how much you love her and care about her, but you need to call her on it when she gets negative about your goals. When you say, I don't want to be in criminal justice, well, why not? That's what we agreed to, blah, blah, blah. And then you say, well, you know what? I think it's going to be great, a great background for what I do moving forward, and I do want to finish my bachelor's degree, but I just don't know quite what I want to do yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I love to suggest to young people like you is going into the military service, because what other job can you have? Because your criminal justice degree is actually going to help you, and then college would be paid for once you signed up for the military. But what other job pays you, houses you, clothes you, feeds you, and educates you? What other job does that?
Yeah.
So the thing is that you could actually decide that you could go check it out. Go check out the Army or the Navy, see if it might be something you're interested in. But the cool thing about it is that if you say, I actually want to go to nursing school, well, you already have 2 years of it out of the way. And if the military pays for it as one of the benefits for you to actually finish your degree and you get trained in the process and you end up in amazing physical shape after basic training, hello, seriously, it's a thought.
Yeah.
The thing is that you got to tell your friend. You got to call her on it when she says, you really should do this, and you're hurting my feelings, you're pissing me off, or whatever it is. You need to say, you know what? I decided that the only person who has control over my life is me. I can't live my life for somebody else. And then you say, I love you, you're my best friend, but you can't dictate what's good for me. I have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people tell me that, you know, I have to do what I have to do, and I can't do everything what she wants me to do.
All right. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you
so
much.
See you later. Okay, bye. You too. All right, I've got somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is... Maybe in the romance area, possible relationship upcoming.
Let's see. Okay. Well, it's saying that the relationship ends up blooming from a friendship. So here's the way to get new friendships that happen to be of the gender that you prefer, is by being involved in activities that teach you something that involve that gender. All right? So if you're looking to meet a guy, right? You're looking to meet a great guy. I would love it if you took a class that involved a lot of men. I don't know what that would be right here. But what it's saying is that the relationship that is destined for you is going to bloom out of a friendship. All right? So let me give you an example. Let's say you decided to take up bicycling. Right? Because you want to be in better shape and all that. So you actually start going to biking groups or biking classes, and you meet men and women there, and that through these clubs, because maybe they do, you know, 5 mile or 10 mile clubs initially, because you would be a beginner if you didn't do this before, you start developing a friendship with someone that's in it for the same reason, to meet other people, but also for health reasons. Because what it's saying here is that love is right here if you just reach out your arm and touch it. I mean, it's so close to you, Kimberly. It's here. But you are not doing anything about it.
Okay.
So sometimes when I see this kind of card or this sequence of cards, I actually say that there might be somebody that's already interested in you, but you're sort of oblivious to trusting him.
Okay.
And that what I'm seeing is that if you can do something where you're participating with a man in some sort of activity, what happens is that there's this huge level of trust that develops from learning something new with this person. But you're not going to end up alone, Kimberly. It's
okay.
Just saying, get a little out of your comfort zone. I'll give you another place that you can learn something that improves your skills, but also puts you in the path of men doing the same thing, and that would be learning to be comfortable speaking in public through, say, Toastmasters, which is a nonprofit organization that helps people publicly speak. And I'm telling you, it's saying that you meet somebody and it blooms out of a friendship. Because one of the things I know for sure about you, Kimberly, is that when people meet you, they like you. And we need to expand on that, because that's what draws love to you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All
bye.
Right. Got somebody here from the... Hold on. Got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
My name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question?
I'm seeking summer employment. So far, not successful. So I was wanting to know, like, how soon they're getting something to do.
Well, here's the thing. I don't care what job you get, but I have this overwhelming sense to have you just get any job. It's like this sense of urgency for you to get any job. And I'll tell you that there's an industry that will hire anyone with a good attitude, and I'm going to tell you what it is. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Call centers.
Okay.
Any call centers. So what I want you to do after we hang up is I want you to get on Google, and I want you to put in the words your city and then the words call center. All right? These are usually customer service centers. Now, the biggest advantage of these is that if you have any skills connected with a specific industry, you tend to make a little bit more money. This is not telemarketing. This is where people are calling in to ask questions about their account or their service or whatever it is, all right? And that you usually can dress very casually to these kind of jobs, all right? I don't care if you work at this job for a month, or if you decide that this is your career, but you immediately need to get back to work.
Yeah.
Okay. So you actually Google your city and the words call center. As soon as you see that there are some out there that are hiring like crazy, I want you to apply at anything that's relatively close to your home. Right?
Okay.
And then you get hired, and it could be $11 an hour. It could be $15 an hour. I don't know what it's going to be. But I want you to pretend that this is your dream job you're getting hired for. Because as soon as you get hired, you're really only going to have to work the 8 hours that you're hired for every day, right? But after work, you're going to start searching for your next job immediately.
Okay.
As soon as you get hired at this job, you're going to start searching for your next job. And then when you get the interviews at the next job, you're going to say, well, the reason I took the call center job is because I really wanted to have that aspect of customer service on my resume.
Okay.
All right? So you present it to anybody else that's asking you about, oh, so what's your job like now? Say, well, I specifically chose this job because I wanted to experience what working in a call center was like, what customer service over the phone was like. All right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can find, like, here in Las Vegas, we probably have 6 or 7 call centers. One of them is a travel agency, Expedia.com. You might have heard of them.
Right.
Another one's called Telus International, T-E-L-U-S International. I don't know if they have a facility near where you are, but they will always hire people that have a good attitude about working. In other words, you pretend that this is your dream job. Then they hire you, and then you look for your dream job. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Okay, but what I'm telling you is that this is not a time for you to wait for the UPS guy to deliver a job to you. You've got to go get your butt hired somewhere, literally,
right,
is what it's
mm-hmm.
saying. And I want to just one other thing I want to tell you in your cards is that when you focus, you are absolutely brilliant. When you focus on one thing at a time, you're brilliant. And I'm telling you, the next job that's offered to you, you need to take it, because it may just be a stepping stone to what will ultimately be your dream job. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
See you later.
Okay.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.